We want you to free us. We'll think whether we want to come back or not. That's none of your business, because once you let us go for 3 days to worship any religion, so then we're no longer slaves. Then I remember Rav Soloveitchik said over from in the name of Rabbi Samson, Rabbi Hirsch, this I think is from Rabbi Hirsch. Yesterday's maybe was not. But this I think Rabbi Hirsch has. What a kind of a deception was this? They're going to borrow things, then they're not going to give it back. So that's a deception. So Rabbi Hirsch writes in his commentary on Chumash, it says in Parshas Mishpatim, so the shoyl is called means to ask for a matana. It doesn't ask to buy. The translation is not to borrow. If you borrow, you have to give back, and they plan never to give it back. Means, but it doesn't mean to borrow. In Hebrew, biblical, it doesn't mean to borrow. The Gemara Demed, the Tosefta points out that my wife was talking to me on Shabbos. How long did it take all of these makas from the beginning to the end? So the Tosefta says Yud Beis Chodesh, because we have a tradition: the maximum a person is punished is Yud Beis Chodesh. Mishpat Rishon beGehenim Yud Beis Chodesh. The maximum someone suffers in Gehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh. That's why the minig is that when the children say Kaddish for their parents, they only say for 11 months. Then the 11th month they stop saying Kaddish. We don't want to act as if our parents are sitting are. Because the Beis Yosef quotes from the Zohar, what's the whole meaning of reciting Kaddish? That there was someone who was suffering in Gehenim, and then his son started saying Kaddish, and that was paid to the father from Gehenim. So they're reciting Kaddish is to pay to the parents from Gehenim. So if the parents were well-known Rishoyim, Shitaka say Kaddish for Yud Beis Chodesh, they need it. But if they're not such Rishoyim, so so we don't want to demonstrate as if there's such big Rishon. So the meaning by most people is that you only say Kaddish for 11 months. The Medrash says that the Mishpat Dora Mabel was also 12 months. And the Mishpat Mitzrayim was from the beginning to the end, all the Asamakas, every Makkah took a month plus. There was a pause in between. So there was Asra for 3 weeks, and then the Makkah was 1 week, then Asra for 3 weeks, so that should have taken 10 months. But there was pauses in between. So that from the beginning to the end, it took Yud Beis Chodesh. That's how the Tosefta says. In today's Sedra, you have a lot of dinim. The pasuk says, "Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu se'or mibateichem." So the simple translation sounds like that you burn the chametz on the first day Pesach. So the Gemara, that's over here. So the Gemara in the beginning of that's in Revi. So the Gemara in the beginning of Pesach says it does mean that. You'll be in violation of Bal Yeroi if you wait till the middle of the first day of Pesach. B'yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach. How do you see in biblical Hebrew the word Rishon means prior to? That's what Rishon and Achron doesn't always mean first and last. Usually in common usage, Rishon means first and Achron means last. So Rishon means prior to. So the Gemara quotes Psukim from Tanakh that Rishon does mean first and Achron doesn't always mean last. Achron sometimes means latter. Then you turn the water into dam. Right? That was the kol ha'os achron. So the answer, achron means the latter os. It does mean the last os. Same thing it says, he took the shvach as rishonah, lev yalde achronim, as rach yalde achronim. So it says lev yalde achronim. How can it say rach yalde achronim? So you see, achronim does mean the last, it means latter. Here also, b'yom rishon means prior to. You burn the mitzvah to burn the chametz is on Erev Pesach. We spoke yesterday about that, or 2 days ago, that this pasuk, Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu is both a kiyum esei and an iser esei. Like kiyikach ishisho is a kiyum esei and an iser esei. According to the Rambam, it's a kiyum esei, it's a mitzvah to get married. And the iser esei is lov al ha'isha v'lo kiddushin. So the Rambam holds that it's a lav. The La Bishle Musa is Lesia Kadeshes, she's Mufkeris, Musamanis Lizus. And not Mufkeris is a Chatzishir of the law. But in Isaresi, even the Rabbit seems to agree, even the Rabbit agrees that Kiika Chishisha Ba'olo, that in order to have a Het Tabir, you have to have Kiddushan first. You have a lot of psukim like that. Sometimes you have a Pasuk, it's a Kiyam Essay. Sometimes you have a Pasuk in Isaresi, not a Kiyam Essay. Sometimes you have a Pasuk that's both a Kiyam Essay and an Isaresi. So Tashbisa seems to be one of those, both a Kiyam Essay. And an Iser Esi. And today said we have the din of Heter Eichel Nefesh. All Masich the Beitz is dedicated to that. Exactly to what extent do you have a Heter Eichel Nefesh? So Tosfos is there in the beginning of Beitz of Dav Gimel Amar Aleph, quotes from the Yerushalmi, that the Darshan Smuchim over here. It says, Achash Yechol Chanavish Lebadi Yosel Lechem. And the next pasuk says, Ushmartem Es HaMatzes. You have to have Shmura Matzah. When do you start the Shmira Es HaMatzah? So the Gemara has a Machloikes Am Daf Mem Him Sochim. With the Shmura Mishas Kitzira, that's what we're Machmer. Shmura Mishas Kitzira, much more expensive. Or Shmura Mishas Lisha. Shmura Mishas Lisha is Asiyas HaLechem. It has to be Lechemoni. So Asiyas HaLechem is Lisha Vafia. So from the beginning, Shmura Mishas Lisha means you need Asiyah Lishma. You can't say Shmura Mishas Kitzira means the Kitzira is Lishma. What makes Kitzira Lishma? A guy can't do the Kitzira, it has to be a Jew. Ben Mechavim Lishma. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Paskin, a goy can do the Ktzira as long as it's under the supervision of a Jew. If the goy is going to do the Lisha with a Mashgiach watching, that's no good. The goyim say that's no good. Yisrael Omer Agabav is no good when you need Lishma. So Lisha, Mishas Lisha B'yelech, you need Asir Lishma. Shmurim Shas Ktzira means that you need Shema Mechimut all the way back, even though it's rare that it should turn. The Minchas Chinuch points out, the Gemara talks about a far-fetched Hechitim Tza'achmetz B'mechuber. The kernels of grain became chametz while they're attached to the ground. So why is it enough with Shmur Mishas Kitzir? If the Gemara talks about such a far-fetched possibility, and so is it far-fetched? You're not mechuyev to be concerned about chimutz when it's still mechuba lakarka. But so one opinion the Gemara holds, even though it's not so common that the grain should become chametz after kitzira, you do kitzira and you leave it in the field, and then it's going to rain, but the water is going to roll down. It's not going to turn into chametz. It's not as far-fetched as it is Achmetz ben Mechubah. So that, no one holds you Mechuyev to worry about that. If it's Achmetz ben Mechubah, it's Achmetz. It's going to be Chametz. It's a Teiknish. You can't eat it. But so that's a Machlekes in the Gemara. They have to be concerned about Chimutz, Shmur Mishas Ktsir. So the Yerushalmi seems to hold that you only need Shmur Mishas Lisha. The Yerushalmi puts the two together, Yidarshan Smuchim. If you have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's called a Hekesh. If you have two dinim in adjacent psukim, that's called smuchim, and that's a machloikis hatanoim in the beginning of Yibamis, where the yidarshan smuchim are not, and the rest of the chumashim. And chumash dvarim, you very often yidarshan smuchim. That's the gemara beginning of Yibamis, the feya so. But here it's not, here it's chumash shmos, it's not chumash dvarim. So the pashtus is that we really don't accept that opinion that yidarshan smuchim. So that's why there's a big machloikis of Rishonim, whether this drosha of the Yerushalmi, Zachai Sheyach Alachanab Shulabad Yos Alachem, Mishmata Mishamatzis, the Yishalmi Darshan, just like Shmura Matzah, Shmura Mishas Lisha, not Mishas Ktsira, Shmura Mishas Lisha, that's what we assume. Shmura Mishas Ktsira is a Chumra. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you can't get Shmura Mishas Ktsira, get Shmura Mishas Lisha, it's good enough, and you can say a bracha alachidas matzah. It's not a speker adin. The Iker adin, it's good. That's Kemach Menashuk. That's called Kemach Menashuk. It's not Shmura Mishas Ktsira. So the Iker adin, Kemach Menashuk is good. Today it's a problem, kemach min ashuk, because all of the flour is bleached. It means that it's washed off. And for many centuries already, they don't just bleach it by pouring water on it. They bleach it by soaking the kernels in grain for hours and hours and hours. So that could be that it's some hold that it's chametz dagan gomer, all of our bleached flour. But in parts of Russia, they still have, Russia is still a backward country. In parts of Russia, they can still get kemach min ashuk. I remember when the refuseniks, before the communism collapsed, so the refuseniks used to be baking their own matzah. Where are they going to get shmura matzah? Where are they going to get shmura kemach? So they allowed them to use kemach menashuk. But they said it has to be kemach menashuk, not in the big cities. In the big cities, they sell like in America. They sell all the flour is bleached. It's white. It's clean. In the little villages, you can still find, in Russia, you can still find dirty flour that was not bleached. It was not washed up. So that's called kemach menashuk.
Why does this
pasuk
imply kitzira?
Oh, the real shmata mishamatz is mishas lisha. So Yerushalmi said that's why yochal nefesh is only muta milisha v'yelach. So the Yerushalmi holds that you don't need shmurim mishas kitzira. You only need shmurim mishas lisha, because it means shmurim mishas lisha, shmurim mishas kitzira means two different things. That's the Mishnah Berurah points out. Shmurim mishas lisha means asiyah l'shma. The lisha is the beginning of the afiyah. That's called sidur lepas. When you do the lisha, that's the beginning of asiyas alechem. So the asiyas alechem has to be done lishma, and then sinas amayim. That all has to be done lishma. You shouldn't have a cotton do any of that. Katan shouldn't do nesina samayim, and he shouldn't do the kneading, the lishan, he shouldn't do the afiyah, putting it in the oven. That should all be done by a gadol. They were makel that the katanim can scream out the shem mitzvahs matzah. They were makel that he's allowed to scream the shem mitzvahs matzah, because that's not afiyah samatzah. Okay, he screams shem mitzvahs matzah means all of those who are doing the work should have in mind. But those who are doing the work should be bar mitzvah, because in order to make lishma, you have to be mechuyev b'dover. Whoever, it's a mazel that women are mechuyev matzah, even though it's a zman groma, it's an exception to the rule, because she'esh them b'balta chalchamis, she'esh them b'kum mechal matzah. So even though matzah is a zman groma, the Gemara says, m'sochem, women are mechuyev matzah. If they wouldn't have been mechuyev matzah, they wouldn't be able to bake the matzah lishma. Whoever is not mechuyev b'dover can't create lishma. Nochri is not mechuyev matzah, so he can't create lishma. So the lisha and the afia has to be done lishma. Traditionally, the women always used to bake the matzahs. Now they have Russian men run the factories. So Jewish men bake the matzahs. But years ago in Europe, the women, the almanas, used to bake the matzahs. So the Yushalmi says that you only allow oichal nefesh milisha v'yelach. That's what Tosafot wants to know. Why can't you pluck off fruits from the tree? And why can't you go fishing? Why can't you go hunting on Yom Tov if you want to eat fish? Why can't you go fishing? So Mishnah ain't sudden. You're not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov. I eat oichal nefesh. So Taisa, it's only, Taisa quotes Yerushalmi, it's only Mutam Elisha V'Elach, has to be very close to the final product. So that's a big machlekes of Rishonim, whether that drosha of smuchim is the Raisa the Rabbanim. Pashta says we don't darshan smuchim except for Chumash Dvarim. So that's why the Ran thinks that this is all an asmachtim of the Rabbanim. In Atorah, everything is Mutam. Even Kodim Elisha, everything is Mutam, it's only Chumim of the Rabbanim. And the Ra and the Ramban, the Ran on the Rif, in Beitza. The Ran quotes the Ramban from the Melchames, and he says he doesn't know what in the world he's talking about. He doesn't understand the Ramban. The Ramban Achumish explains it much better. The Ramban Achumish explains the Chiddush that there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, Malacha, on Shabbos, Malacha is us. On Yom Tov, only Malacha Savoida is us. So he says the two different things. Malacha is a whole list of Lamentes, Ovis, Malachas. Malacha Savoida, Rabban explained, those are the malachas that the Eved usually does in the field. Whatever the balabasta does in the home, she cooks and she bakes, that's malacha, but it's not malachas avoida. That's malachas balabasta. Malachas avoida, what the avodim do, the avodim plant, see, not a lot of plant on Yom Tov, the avodim harvest, the avodim grind up the tvua. The balabasta doesn't grind up tvua and she wants to make chalas. The avodim give her flour, and then she does lisha. Lisha v'yelach is what the balabasta does at home. So that's the Ramban's Chiddush, that the heter echal nefesh, because it's derech suda. Just like on Shabbos, the Gemara says you're permitted to do bur if it's echal mitech pseudos miyad biyad. So many Mishanim learn, why is it mutter v'tzech mitech, why if you have all the conditions, why is it mutter bur? Because it's derech achila. Whatever's derech achila is not, can't be labeled as a malacha. Other Mishanim have a different reason why, but that's a lot of Mishanim say derech achila. That's why a lot of Mishanim hold that there's no malacha of tochein. Let's say you have a knife and a fork and you're cutting something up. You're cutting up a piece of chicken, you're cutting into small pieces. Or you're cutting up vegetables. So you have to be careful not to cut it up in two smaller pieces. It's going to be a malach of tochein. Tochein nigmar is not only if you grind it to make it dak-dak like flour, even if you slice thinly, is also a tochein. So how, you say you can't cut anything. So the Yireim is called a shochein. Yireim says, yeah, when you cut vegetables, you should cut it in big chunks. Make sure you don't make a too small a piece. And Taisvus and other Rishonim say, no. It's whatever is derech achila is mutter. So you say, where they get that idea? Where is derech achila? If it's royal achila, it's derech achila. That's the way you eat. You can't tell a person he has to eat big chunks. He wants to have smaller size. Where the Tosfos get it that derech achila is mutter? So they got it from the Gemara that boyer is mutter if you have all the three conditions. So derech achila is not called a malocha. So that's what the Ramban holds. Derech achila is not called a malocha. And derech suda, derech achonet, is on Yom Tov, it's not called malachas avoida. It's called malachas, but not called malachas avoida. So the Ran didn't have the Ramban HaChumash. He just had the Ramban and the Melchames. So he said he doesn't understand what he's talking about. If he would have had the Ramban HaChumash, he would have understood it already. Ah, okay, derech ishtamshus, okay. Yeah, I guess so. If it's the form of being mishtamish, you can't tell a guy, has to be restricted how he uses. Yeah, yeah.
Don't they ask Mr. Uraim, how could you chew your food? Like when you put the food in your mouth, you chew it up. So
yeah. Don't know. Mistama, he'll agree that achila, that's mamish achila. Achila mamish, it can't be labeled as a malacha. Yeah.
According to that, like when you have a cake with frosting makes letters, so if you're just cutting the cake, is there achila though?
Okay, could be. Room to negotiate, okay. Anyway, so this is a famous drasha. Taisus quotes this Yerushalmi. It's a famous machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, the Ran and the Ramban and all the Rishayim Arval. Whether this din that you need only milisha be'el, is that a din de raisa, a din de rabbanim? The pasuk sounds like it says more than once that there's a din about yirah by matz and shivas yam solei matz b'patechem ki kolecha machmetzes v'nichrisa. It sounds like that's nesinas tam. The reason why there's a prohibition of Bal Yeroi by Matzah is because there's an Issa Kuris. Sounds like it's a Siog Deraisa. That's what the Ran on the Rif has on the first page, and the Ran on the Rif from Sochem. He answers a certain kasha with that Chiddush. He says, Bal Yeroi by Matzah is a Siog, Shema Yoba Liochle. The Pasuk before also says, Ach Bayam Rishon Tashbisu, Kika Lecho Chametz V'nichrasa. Sounds like you're not allowed to have Chametz in the house. You have to dispose of it because it's an Issa Kuris. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel has a famous, he's famous for his essay. He has a topic in one of his essays. Is there such a thing as a siog d'araisa? The first Mishnah says, Mirkei Avos, Zan Sheikh Nesak Dola, Hei Mom, Shlosh Adorim, Asei Siog La Torah, based on the Pasuk, Mishmartem Es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmeres on Mishmarti, we were just talking about yesterday. So that's a shayla. Siog is only Midirabonon. Is there such a thing as a siog d'araisa? Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes many Marmakim, so there is such a thing. So one of the early Marmukimis is this Ran, the Ran on the saints, that that's what it says in the Chumash, that this is a Siog Deraisa. So the Sushayim quotes an Ovis Derab Nosen, which is also a Medrash Rabbah. Ovis Derab Nosen expands on Pirkei Ovis. On the opening Mishnah, says Siog La Torah, means the Chachamim, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, during the Baisheni period, they made a lot of Siogim. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was the beginning of the Baisheni period. During the Baisheni period, they made a lot of Siogim. The Balatanya has in one of his drushes for Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah's Chodi is B'Shabbos, so they prohibited us from blowing Shofar. So some Achrenim say that this Gzera was already made in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says in Chumash, Rosh Hashanah sometimes described as Yom Tru, sometimes described as Zichron Tru. So the Gemara suggests, yeah, the Gemara quotes Rav Levi, one of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, because it's from the Yerushalmi. So the Babli quotes Rav Levi, says, Zichron Tru is when it's Rosh Hashanah Cholias B'Shabbos, then you talk about Tkiyas, but you don't actually blow Shofar. So he's assuming that this din already existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So then the Gemara says that it's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, it's not a din D'Raisa. So once it's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, what's with the Pasuk, what's with Zichron Tru? That's what it means. So the Halachas Ketanas is one of the earlier Achrenim. Halachas Ketanas says, yeah, this Gzeira was made in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Baal HaTanya writes in his drushes for Rosh Hashanah, that you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chol is B'Shabbos. He makes fun. He says it's a W-Dua that all the Gzeres are made in Baisheni, and he gives a whole Kabbalistic explanation why. Why in Baisheni period there was no need for Gzeres, only in Baisheni there was a need for Gzeres. Okay. It's a questionable explanation. He says in Baisheni they had no Atzma'ut, they had no independent Jewish government until the days of the Chashmonaim. When the Jews have independent Jewish government, then you don't need any gzeiris because they're in control of themselves. Vaishvishan Nigmar says they worshipped Avodah Zarah, Gehil Vashvech Hazdam. They did everything. Vaishani said they had another covet zebizah. Vaishani says they were learning and they were observing. It's problematic, but that's what he says. When the Jewish government, the Jews have an independent Jewish government, then the Yetzirah doesn't have a shlita over them. But we don't have an independent Jewish government, then the Yetzirah has a bigger shlita, so then you need more gzeiris to wrap up. That's what he explains with Kabbalah sources. Yeah, yeah. A couple of Xeris went by his vision also. Yeah, okay. So the...
the Malvin says something similar. He says, but the Jews, the Kabbalahs, but they don't have independence. And the most important, very important, that they have the Xeris and the Hafokas, that keeps them together. But,
need to separate from the Nachrim.
Separate from the Nachrim.
Not to assimilate. So on that Mishnah, beginning of Pirkei Avos, Asei Siog La Torah, so there's a comment in Avos Deram Nosen that the Mesillas Hashem quotes. Eizis yoksha asus ha-Torah le-devarecha. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, there I said Tikkun. So where do we find in the Torah that the Torah has a siyog? So the Abbas Rav Nosson gives the two mishol. One is a nazir, we don't want the nazir, really we don't want the nazir to drink wine. You shouldn't get used to drinking wine. So what's so bad about eating grapes? What is going to get drunk from eating grapes? So eating grapes and not let eat the pits and not let eat the shell, not let eat the grapes. That's a siyog, shalayoba, to drink wine. And what's another example the Abbas Rav Nosson gives is the Torah doesn't want a person should live with a nida. Or with arayas, then it says of Elisha Benis Tamasa La Sikvu La Galaserva. You shouldn't kiss an arrow, you shouldn't kiss her, you shouldn't hug her, you shouldn't be too close with her. This is a siog deraisa, that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, where the kiruv basar, that you're not allowed to hug a nida, is that a din deraisa, din derabbanan. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah holds that it's a din deraisa, and the Ramban holds that it's only the Rabban. So this obviously the Rab Nosson, and this it's a sifra, it's a medrash rabbi, I mean. It says beferish like the Rambam. It says beferish that it's an isa derais. Ezus yok shasa Torah ledevareho. So you're not allowed to be with a nida. Yocha yechab kenavi in ashkeni. You can kiss her and hug her. Tamalama lesikavu legalaserva. So that's the siog derais. So there, what Rabbi Yosef Engel raised the question: is there such a thing as a siog derais? That's the Medrash says beferish that ezus yok shasa Torah ledevareho. There's such an issue with the Rambam. There's machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. What's wrong with Shechitas Akum? The Mishnah says, Shechitas Nochri is Nevela. So the Tosfos learns that the Gemara never explains. How do they know that it's no good? The Tosfos says, you have to be, the Yeshtim B'Torah is Shechita. A person who's not allowed to eat Nevela is Roy Teshecht. Whoever is not prohibited from eating Nevela is not Roy Teshecht. Vezot. So Tosfos made up their own drasha. You have to be Yeshtim B'Torah is Shechita.
Tosfos gets it from the first
Tosefta
and
Chul. Ah, the Tosefta has from a pasuk. Okay, I didn't know. Thank you. Okay, and the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says no. It's based on the pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim. We have to be careful when we come to Eretz Yisrael. There are going to be a lot of Avodah Zarah there, so you have to be careful. Kor lecho v'achalta mizivchoi. The goyim will invite us to eat by them, and they'll invite us to eat from their flesh. So that's not permissible. And he's going to shecht l'avodizor. He's going to be shechting to krubis, and he's going to get you to eat the flesh. So the real prohibition is you're not allowed to eat the krubis avodizor. And then the Torah prohibited shechitas nochri, who's an oivet avodizor, because it may be to krubis. So then the Rambam writes a loshen. The geder gadol gidru b'dovazet. Sounds like midirabbanan. So the question is, the geder gadol gidru b'dovar zeh, sounds like the rabbis introduce a say siog, a geder, a siog. Shafilu nochri she'en oibir avodah zarah, also you're not allowed to eat mishchitasai, because the real prohibition is that stam machshev esakam l'avodah zarah. That's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah. There's one tana in Chulin, the first paragraph of the opinion. Every nochri, stam machshev es nochri is l'avodah zarah. So whenever Nochri Shechs, it's also Bano. We assume it's the groups. So we assume it's not so. Stam Achsheves Nochri is not Lavodizor. It's also Bachila, but it's not also Bano. If he's a Galach, if he's very Lahut in Avodizor, so then you can say Stam Achsheves Galach. Today the Galachim in the churches, they don't Shecht Lavodizor. But in the days of the Gemara, they still used to Shecht Lavodizor. So then you can say if a Galach is going to Shecht the Behemoth, you can say Stam Achsheves Galach is Lavodizor. So the Rambam holds, we don't pass in Stam Achsheves Akum Lavodizore the Asa Bahano, but we assume that subconsciously he may be thinking of Avodizore. So that's enough to Asa Bachilo. He says that's why Akum Sheshachet is Asa, not because Neveli Yenida Bar Shchita Bar Zvicha. There's no such thing according to the Rambam. The reason why it's no good is because Stam Achsheves Akum Lavodizore, and then he adds on. Afila Nochri, the Gedor God Gidib Dovaz, Afila Nochri, Shein Oibir Avodizor is also Asa. So that's a big dispute in the Nesir Kalim. Did the Rama mean that it's an Isa Deraisa or an Isa Derabon? The simple translation of the words Gedor God of Gidru, Bidovaz, sounds like it's Midirabon. Rab Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Abchaim thought that the Rama meant that it was Deraisa, that it was a Din Deraisa, not a Gzera Derabon. Even if he's And he said it based on this Avos Rav Nosson, that it says, Ezi Siog Shosa Torah Le Devarah. There is such a concept as a Siog Deraisa. Yeah, the Torah made us yog, even though it's Gidru. It should say Gadol Gadol Gidra Torah, but it says Gadol Gadol Gidru, but that was, it sounds like Midirabban. So the Kesa Mishnah and the standard Nisa Kelim on the page. I'm not sure whether the Rama meant Midirabban or he meant Minat Torah. The Pasuk says regarding Korban Pesach, we spoke yesterday a little bit, the two mitzvahs, one is mitzvahs Hakravas at Pesach, one is mitzvahs Achilas at Pesach. So the Gemara says, let's say a person was memun on the Korban Pesach, the shecht of the Korban Pesach, then something came up and he didn't have an opportunity to eat it. Let's say all the others. He says the Haggadah slowly, and by the time he got to Korban Pesach, they already gobbled up all the flesh. There's nothing left for him to eat. So does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara says, Achilas Pesachim Doi Miyakva. What do you mean it's not Miyakev? It is Miyakev. You're not Yotze the Mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. It's not Miyakev in the Hakrovas of Pesach. You're Yotze the Mitzvah of Hakrovas of Pesach. And that's sufficient that you don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. But you're not yet two different mitzvahs. If you don't eat the Korban Pesach, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah Achilah. There is a Mitzvah Achilah. And then Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mishnah is, Ish Lefi Ochlo Tachosu Allah say, you become a Muna. Allah say, if you royal achila, let's say a person is not well on their Pesach, he can't eat it, he won't be able to eat a kazayis of meat. By the time it comes Pesach Sheni, he is able to eat. So it becomes a memuna on a Pesach Rish, and becomes a memuna on a Korban Pesach, knowing in advance that he's not able to eat a kazayis. So then he's not yotze. He's not yotze hakrobas at Pesach. He can only become a memuna and be yotze in the mitzvah of hakrobas at Pesach if he royal achol kazayis. If he's a chayla on erev Pesach, he's not royal achol kazayis. He's not even Yotze the Hakrobas at Pesach, and then he has to bring Pesach Sheni later on. So the Pasuk says, Kol Adas Yisrael, Vishachtu also Kol Adas Yisrael Bein Harboim. I think that's the Loshon. Vishachtu also Kol Adas Yisrael. So the Gemara, we're learning Kiddushin this year. So the Gemara, in the beginning of the second Perek, the first Sugya discusses the institution of Shlichas. Ish Mekadosh Bo B'Shlucho, you can appoint a shliach to be mafresh truma for you. You can appoint a shliach to sell real estate, to buy real estate. You can appoint a shliach for a get. You can appoint a shliach for kiddushin. And it's and part one of the psukim is v'shachta osu kol kala das hel beinu abayim. Kol kol kulu shachtim. You have a korban pesach. You have at least 10 people. A shud from 10 people amemune. And any given carbon pesach, so all 10 hold on to the knife. Shnaim shoshokta was no good by kachma, even by the evident apostles. So they're not all holding on to the knife. One person is holding on. How do you say b'shokta osko kol adas sel bein abayim? So Gemara says mikan shluchos shalom kemoisa. The 9 have to appoint the 1, or all 10 appoint somebody else, a professional sheikh, that he should shech the carbon pesach for them. That this mitzvah also lends itself to shlichus. Some mitzvahs do lend themselves to shlichus. You can't send a shlich to daven for you. Say shachris twice, once for you, once for me. So the mitzvah should be good for shlichus, doesn't work. But over here, shchitas ha-pesach, shlichus does work. So this is one of the makaris that the Gemara quotes, that shluchos shalom kemoisim. Then the pasuk has the din, kol benecha lo yechol bo, kol ora lo yechol bo. An oral is not permitted to eat korban pesach. So there's a famous machlokes, Rashi and Rabbi Natam, in a few mesichtas, the beginning of Chagiga, and it's in Perek Ha'orel, the first daf in Perek Ha'orel and Yevamis, and it's in Masechet Tzachim, a few Masechtes. What's the definition of Orel? So Rashi is such a holy tzaddik, he can't visualize an Orel, a Meshumer, who doesn't want to perform Bris Milah. So Rashi is a holy tzaddik, so he says, Meisechem Amach Mas Milah. There's a hemophilia in the family, and there's a chashash that the baby will die if you're going to perform the Bris Milah. So pikoach nefesh, this is sakonas nefesh, so you don't perform milah. So the child is a tzaddik, but he just never had a bris milah because it's a sakonas nefesh. So he's not like ikor pesach. Rabbi Natam says no. If it's meis mechem achmas milah, so he didn't violate anything. So then he is allowed to eat korban pesach, even though he's an oral. It goes on one who's a mumah larelus. Machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Natam. Same thing. Oral is not allowed to eat truma. So it doesn't mean only that's perka oral. Oral is not like Yitrum, according to Rashi, even Mechisaech Ma'amach Masmila, Rabbi Natam holds, no, only if he's a Muma La'arelus.
Rashi doesn't hold up, but Muma
That's worse. That the Rashi would certainly agree to that. Yeah. Rashi would certainly, but the Rabbi Natan doesn't agree to Rashi. Rabbi Natan holds that if he's an onus, then he may. He's an oral machmas onus. Then he may eat korban pesach. So that's the shaila. Why onus rachmana patre means you potter from the onus. But why isn't he called an oral? I mean onus rachmana patre potter from the chiyuv. What does it mean onus rachmana? Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay about that. Onus rachmana patre potter from what? Potter from the chiyuv mila or potter from the onus? So pasha pshat you potter from the onus, but you're not potter from the chiyuv. If you have a baby, let's say. It says we pass on la loche milos habone miakev sa'ov lecho b'korban pesach. It says in the pasuk, if you're not mal your son, then the father is not badi korban pesach either. You're not mal the yevet also milos habone miakvosim lecho b'korban pesach milos habain makim lecho b'korban pesach. So the Gemara has a suffix in Yevamos. What if on erev pesach zman hakrobas pesach? I have a bris milah schedule for Chol HaMoed Pesach. The baby's not even 8 days old. He was just born 2 days ago. That's called milah shaloi bizman. He's not yet, there's no chiyuv milah. So you say the father's not allowed to bring Pesach Rishon, he has to wait to Pesach Sheni, because he has a son who's an oral or no. So the Bavli leaves it like that, doesn't give an answer. The Rishalmi, all the Rishalmi quote, Rishalmi is poshut that it's mutter, that oral shaloi bizman doesn't count as oral. Why? So that's usually... not called an oral. They only called an oral when there's a chiyuv lomel. Before the Yom HaShmini, there's no obligation to do the bris milah. So therefore, it's no obligation, so it's not called an oral. So that's the shaila over here. If it's meso echo machmas milah, and there's a suffix sakana, so the Rabbi Natan holds that oynes rachmona patre potter from the chiyuv. You're not mechiyuv lomel, potter from the chiyuv, and therefore it's not called an oral. And Rashi holds no, oynes rachmona patre potter from the oynes, but it's not potter from the mitzvah. Whenever you have onus and you can't fulfill a mitzvah, means you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah, but you're honest, so you won't be punished for not doing the mitzvah. Let's say there is a machlokes hatanaim whether Pesach Sheni is tashlum adonishan, or Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzma, the main nafkamina. So one nafkamina is, let's say the person wasn't bar mitzvah on Pesach Rishon. He only becomes bar mitzvah on Pesach Sheni. And he didn't. So usually the parents would see to it that the children would go to mikveh, and they'd have all the young children also eat korban Pesach. But the Rambam says if the Kotlin participated in Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Even though he was Einem Mechuyev, Einem Mitzuv V'Yoyse, but still he was Mamuna on Pesach Rishon, so he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Shagazar is unhappy with the Rambam, because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if a person is Eitim Cholim, Eitim Shoyte, and he hears the Gear Shoyfe, Bisman Shehu Shoyte, and then on Rosh Hashanah later he recovers, and he becomes Cholim, he becomes normal again, he has to listen to Tkiyas a second time. You're not Yotzei Mitzvah when you're in a state of Shoyte. And the Rambam says that one can ding Zach and say it's only Shoyte because he does, he's Misasek. So the Rambam says not because of Shoyte, because he was a Mechuyev then. So let's say if a person fulfilled a Mitzvah when he was a Kotten and later on he becomes a Gadol, Pesach Rishon is a Kotten, Pesach Sheni is by Mitzvah already, he's a Gadol. The child is born in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So you should have said that what he does b'katnusa isn't oila because he wasn't mitzvah v'yoyse, he has to do again later. So that's the Shagasari's taina against the Rambam. Rambam says not so, that if he participated in Pesach Rishon, the whole din of Pesach Sheni only applies for those who weren't mamuna on the Pesach. Whoever was mamuna, whoever was yotzei akrovis Pesach Rishon doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. Yeah, that's what the Rambam says. So the Shalom, let's say the Kotten did not participate in Pesach Rishon. Is he mechuyev to bring Pesach Sheni? So that's a machlokes Rabbi Rav Nosson, machlokes Satanoim. Is Pesach Sheni Tashlum Rishon? So if you weren't mechuyev Pesach Rishon, not mechuyev to do Tashlum. Or do you say no? Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmai. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon for whatever reason has an obligation to bring Pesach Sheni. So if you have, so we happen to paskin Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmai. It's not a Tashlum Rishon. So even a Gershon is gar ben Rishon is Sheni. He wasn't even Jewish on Pesach Rishon. Or Kotten Shehigdil in Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni is mechuyev to bring the the Pesach Sheni. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman points out there's a Mishnah in Misha Hayatomei next to the last parak. Last parak in Pesachim is Abri Pesachim. All about Kiddush and Abdol and Abra Kosis and the Seder. Next to the last parak is all about Pesach Sheni. But Misha Yatomim Bederech Rechoka, that he brings Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah says Beferish, and nobody disagrees, if a person was onus, let's say they held him, he was sick in the intensive care unit on Pesach Rishon. He couldn't participate. He wasn't Roy Lachila. He was sick, or he was in prison somewhere. He was in prison. And then he gets freed in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah says, whoever was onus brings Pesach Sheni. So no one, why shouldn't somebody say, Oynes Achmana Patre, so you potter from the Chiyuv, so there's no chiyuv tashlum, if you hold Pesach Sheni is a tashlum el rishon. So lefi psak halacha dekayim lam Pesach Sheni regel b'fnei atzmo. So there's no kasha. But Rav Chana says Shama should have said that according to Reb Nosson, according to the other Tana, holds that Pesach Sheni is not a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's only tashlum el rishon. So not only cotton shehigdil and a gersh in his garben time, even a one who was onus and then he became mois onus, he should say that there's no tashlum because Oynes Rachmana Patre. So he says the pashtus is that he says Oynes Rachmana Patre does mean you potter from the chiyuv. You potter from the onshim for not fulfilling the mitzvah, but you are mechuyev. Oynes doesn't potter you from the chiyuv. So that's the question. Why did the Rabbein and Tam hold that if one was meiser echav machmas milo, that he's allowed to eat korban pesach? Why? Because he's onus. Oynes Rachmana Patre. He's not mechuyev lomel. He's not mechuyev lomel. He's not called an oral. Pashtus is he is mechuyev lomel. He is mechuyev. Toch shmoni he's not mechuyev lomel. Orlishlev is manai. The Yerushalmi is Peshat, the Yibai and the Bavli. Orlishlev is manai. It doesn't pass through because you're not called an Earl before the Yom HaShmini. But if the person is onus because they put him in prison or because he's sick or something, so onus Rachmanet Patri, the Pasha doesn't mean you're potter from the Chiv. So that's the whole discussion Achranim have. What motivated the Rabbeinu Tam? Why did Rabbeinu Tam disagree with Rashi? Why does he hold it can't be? Meisa Echem Achmas Milo says you're not Mechuyiv Lamo. So therefore, he can't call him an oral. He's onus, he can't be mal. Why can't you call him an oral? That's a shame. Let's say you'll do a bris milo, and the baby dies because of the bris. So what do you say? You were yotzei the bris milo, but nebuch the baby died. So if there's a sakona, if there's a chashash in advance, if you know in advance, I don't do the bris because tuach nefesh is deich a bris milo. Maybe you should say differently. The Balamor has like this in Masechus Shabbos. Balamor says, if you do a bris and the baby dies, it wasn't successful surgery, so you're not yotzei the mitzvah of bris milah. Bris milah has to be successful surgery. And if the patient dies because of the surgery, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And the Balamor says that, let's say you did a bris milah, and then on Shabbos, let's say there's a milah bismana, baby was born on Shabbos, milah bismana, Yom HaShmini on Shabbos next week, and after the bris, you have to, in order to make sure that he doesn't develop any infection. So in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Rishonim, they already stopped doing this. But in the days of the Gemara, they used to wash the baby with warm water to prevent infection. So in the days of the Gemara, they considered this such a suffix sakana that if there's no goy to ask him to cook the water up on Shabbos, the Jew is allowed to cook the water himself in order to see to it that the baby shouldn't die. So I would have said, you're allowed to cook the water because pikuach nefesh. The Balamor says it's machshirei mila shel acher hamila. It's machshirei mila. How is it machshirei mila? He already finished the bris mila. It's a suffix sakana. So the Balamor, he has a gemara like that in Pesachim. So the Balamor in Shabbos holds because the bris mila has to be successful surgery. If the baby dies because of the bris, then you're not just the baby died. You're not yet to the mitzvah bris mila. So if you know in advance that there's a suffix sakana, so maybe that's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. That there's no chiyuv lama. It's not the oynes rachmanet patre because sakonas nefashis kuach nefesh is deicha. You won't be able to do. You want him chiyuv to do a bris milah if you're able to do. Let's say a person has such an orla, it's impossible to cut off the orla for some reason or not. It's impossible. Impossible. The Torah is not mechayev us to do things that it's impossible to do. If you have a sakona, if you can do it, but you're gonna lose your life if you do it. So then you say pikuach nefesh is deicha. But let's say if he's a meiser echem achmas milo and there's a suffix sakana, and then the surgery will not be successful, so then the Rabbeinu Tam holds that there was no chiyuv at all. Not that he holds in kol ha-terekula, that oynes rachmanet, always oynes rachmanet patre is potter from the chiyuv. No. By korban pesach, he was honest on pesach rishon. Rabbi Chanan has an essay, honest on pesach rishon, you bring pesach sheni. Even if you would have held like the other Tan, which we don't hold, even if you would have held like Rav Nosson, that Pesach Sheni is a Tashlum al-Rishon, and he was honest by Rishon, you still have Tashlumin. because onus is mechuyev and you got to do tashlumin. But over here, this onus by bris milo, if there's a suffix sakana, so here the rabbeinu tam hold this is an exception to no chiyev to do the bris milo, because if you do a bris and the baby dies because of the bris, because he has hemophilia, then you're not yotze the mitzvah. So you're not yotze the mitzvah. You can't say mechuyev to do it. If you can't do it, you can't do it. It's not because onus rachmanu patra. Torah doesn't require of us to do something that's humanly impossible. Anyway, that's a famous machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in quite a few mesichtas, where the oril shemeso echo machmas milo is posel labor in Beis Hamikdash, and oril koyin oril is posel labor. Koyin oril is not allowed to eat truma. Koyin oril is not allowed to be makar of korbana. Not allowed to eat korban pesach. Yeah. So that's a big machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. In Parshas Bar, we have the mitzvah of Kviyas Haluach. Achorish Aser Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. Rashi, in the beginning of Chumash, the opening Rashi and the Chumash, Paul and Revi here. Rashi quotes from the Rabbi Yitzchak in the Medrash. The Torah should have really begun from Achorish Aser Lachem, which was the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. The mitzvahs and Bereshis were given to Avram Avin and to Yitzchak and to Yankov, but it wasn't given to the whole Klal Yisrael. Chodesh Azal Lachem, Rosh Chodoshim, the Rambam holds in the mitzvah Kviyas Haluach, and it consists of two parts, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. That's how the Rambam holds. He says the months have to be lunar months and the years have to be solar years. That's why you have to make every so often a Shana Mu'beres, because we want Pesach always to be in the springtime and Sukkah should be Chag HaOsif in the fall. So that's why you have to, there's an 11-day discrepancy between the solar year and 12 months of the lunar year. So you have to, every couple of years, you have to add a chodesh, an extra chodesh, to make sure that that the year should be a solar year. And the months have to be lunar months. You make Rosh Chodesh not February 1st or March 1st, whatever, arbitrarily. You make Rosh Chodesh when you see the Levana. Chodesh Hazeh. The Gemara has a tradition. Whenever it says Hazeh, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed, or Moshe Rabbeinu showed, Zelachem HaTomei. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu demonstrated all of the trefa animals and the kosher animals. Zeh Yitnon Kol Ha'Evra HaPkudim. The Gemara says, Ribbono Shelom, Herel Moshe Rabbeinu, Matbeir Shalesh. HaKadosh Zelachem, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Levana. He said, when you see Levana like this, then you declare it as Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam proves that the months have to be lunar months, because it says Olas Chodesh Bechotsho Lechotshei Hashana. So how does that prove that it has to be lunar months? Olas Chodesh Bechotsho Lechotshei Hashana. Very unclear. Rav Soloveitchik said the Rambam is assuming everybody knows Targum Onkelos. So they said, there's a pasuk, Oil Shabbos b'Shabbato. What does it mean? How do you translate Oil Shabbos b'Shabbato? The weekly korban every Shabbos. How do you translate Oil Chodesh b'Chodesho? The monthly korban that you bring on every Rosh Chodesh. So the Targum Onkelos doesn't say it like that. Targum Onkelos says, Oil Chodesh b'Chodesho, not the same as Rosh Shabbos b'Shabbato. Oil Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh Dikah Musaf, b'Chodesho b'Chidush Shel Levana, b'Yitzchadatusei, when the moon reappears. According to the Targum Onkelos, the word Bichatsha is a dead giveaway that the months have to be lunar months. And then when the moon reappears, that's when you declare it as Rosh Chodesh. So apparently that's what the Rambam was assuming, that everybody translates the pasuk like the Targum Onkelos. Olas Chodesh Bichatsha, Bichidush Shel Levana. There is a machlekes of Rishonim, where the 2 days Rosh Chodesh is the Raisa de Rabbanon. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes that two days Rosh Chodesh is only Midrabbanan. The second day is Rosh Chodesh. The first day is only Midrabbanan. But some other Rishonim hold that 2 days Rosh Chodesh is their eyes. So the Yeska Kasha, Tosis quotes at Tosefta, how many Siri Rosh Chodoshim are there in the course of the year? So the Gemara says either 12 or 13. If it's a Shana Maberes, it's going to be 13. If it's a Shana Pshuta, they're going to be 12. What do you mean? But every other month there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. It should be 18, 19. Every other month, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So apparently, even according to the Rishonim, who think that 2 days Rosh Chodesh is deraisa, but you don't bring the musafim on both days. Why not? But it's Rosh Chodesh. Apparently they think, Olas Chodesh b'chadsha b'chidusha shel levana. You only bring the korban musafim on one of the 2 days, even though both days are Rosh Chodesh. So the mind of kamina that it's Rosh Chodesh, not the first of the month. The second day Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month. So the first day has kedusha Rosh Chodesh. For what? So we usually assume kedusha Rosh Chodesh is relevant for musafim. Usually there are 3 parshias in the Torah about moadim. You have emor, then you have Pinchas, and then you have Re'eh. So in emor it speaks about the isim aloch, and Pinchas it speaks about the musafim, and Re'eh it speaks about the mitzvahs pratiyas, the particular mitzvahs. So usually assume that Rosh Chodesh, there's no isim aloch, and there's no mitzvahs that are observed on Rosh Chodesh. The only thing you have is musafim. So if you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh deraisa, and you only bring the musafim on one day, so the mind of kamina the other day, you have to say, like we said the other day, there's a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Chodesh. The Tur quotes in the name of the Gaonim that there's a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Chodesh, because the pasuk says, "V'yam simchas ma'adech m'roshin chashech miskaitem machatzitzis al olasechem al zivchei shalmechem miskaitem lefnei Hashem alakechem." So since Rosh Chodesh is put together, "V'yam simchas ma'adech m'roshin chashechem," you see that in Rosh Chodesh there's a mitzvah of simcha, then it's kaitem machatzitzis. The chatzitzis in conjunction with the musafim is an expression of the mitzvah of simcha. So the mitzvah of simcha Rosh Chodesh is fulfilled b'shevi altasa. We have an isa hesped v'taynis. We assume it's a nisa deraisa on Rosh Chodesh. It's a mitzvah of simcha deraisa. Simcha on yontav is fulfilled b'kumbi asay. But simcha on Rosh Chodesh is only b'shevi altasa isa hesped v'taynis. According to those rishonim, that 2 days Rosh Chodesh is deraisa. So the first day of the month is only the second day of Rosh Chodesh, and the Musafim is only the second day of Rosh Chodesh. That's a Beferish of Tosefta. There are only 12 or 13 Siri Rosh Chodesh. You don't have 18. You don't say every time there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, you bring the Musafim on both days. So, Vos Bashtete Kedusa Rosh Chodesh, what does it consist of? The first day of Rosh Chodesh, Amay Nafkemina. Nafkemina for Isa Hesped Vetainus. Okay. Is a mitzvah of Simcha Isa Hesped Vetainus. And according to those Chassidim and Shemaisa, they have a Sudas for Rosh Chodesh. On Yontav Yimuchiv, they have a Suda because of Simcha. On Rosh Chodesh, there's no Chiv Simcha Bekumbi Asay, only B'Shevi Al Tase, but there are those who volunteer to have. So you would have a Sudas for Rosh Chodesh on both days of Rosh Chodesh. Okay. And he said, Hesper V'Tainas on both. Huh? Not supposed to. Mm-hmm. Not allowed to. Not allowed to. That's what we said. Rabitzala Ponevesha had a lot of wild chidushim, which were not accepted. It was a big Rosh Yeshiva. Rab Chaim liked this chidushim, but Aloch Lamais not accepted. So he came up with this einfalt that the oinen, the one who's an oinen, is permitted to deliver hesped, because an oinen is not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs. Kol zman shemeisa mutalefana, patim mikol mitzvahs on moiz bater. So the Isa Hesper V'Tainus doesn't start off as an Isa. The Oinen is not allowed to do Aver, not allowed to talk Lashon Hara, not allowed to eat Chazit. But he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So he's not allowed to do the mitzvah of Simchas Rosh Chodesh. So for the Oinen, there's no Isa Hesper V'Tainus. So he's allowed to deliver a Hesper. But the problem is the listeners are not allowed to listen. The rest of the people are not Oinen, so they're not allowed to listen to a Hesper. So that's why his opinion has not been accepted.
He's not doing anything. It's
Simcha. On Rosh Chodesh, the Simcha is B'Shev Al Tase. Is a Hesped
V'Tainus. So what is the Oren doing? He's not doing anything by not having a Hesped. In other words, he's not
allowed to do the mitzvah of Simchas Rosh Chodesh.
So the Simchas Rosh Chodesh
doesn't obligate him to say a Hesped. Doesn't obligate him to say a Hesped. But he's not obligated to observe Rosh Chodesh in a simchadikah fashion by not saying a hesper. So he came up with the chiddush, he's allowed to cry. There's no avera to cry on Rosh Chodesh. If you cry on Rosh Chodesh, if you fast on Rosh Chodesh, say a hesper, so you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of simchas Rosh Chodesh. So the oinen doesn't have to fulfill the mitzvah. So let him cry. Let him cry and say a hesper, but you have to turn off the mic. The listeners, the audience, are not allowed to listen. So that's why his opinion has not been accepted. So the Rambam considers this Achodesh Avachem as one mitzvah Kviyas Haluach, both Kiddush Achodesh and Ibra Hashanah. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs a lot of times poke fun at the Bahag, the Halachas Gedolos is also a Sefer HaMitzvahs in the days of the Gaonim. So the Rambam disagrees a lot with the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Bahag. So one of the things that makes fun of it is that the Bahag quotes a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says, Ki yichach maschum ibin aschem l'einei ha'amim, that the nations of the world will say, Rakam chacham anobel ha'goy ha'godl hazeh. What's chacham maschum ibin aschem l'einei ha'amim? I printed Givaldi Yisvarim. The goyim on the spoke of my Svarim. They don't look at my Svarim. So what is it referring to? Ki yichach maschum ibin aschem l'einei ha'amim. So the Gemara says, it goes, Anchishiv tkufis, Anchishiv tkufis. When we calculate the tkufis, astronomical calculations, so the goyim al chapis patas. So the Baha counts that as one of the mitzvahs. Chishuv tkufis. So the Rambam makes fun of that. That's an agadah. That's not the mitzvah. So the Ramban says that all the Baha meant to say was what the Rambam counted as one mitzvah. That Achodesh Avachem includes both Kiddush Achodesh and Ibra Hashanah, and the Baha counts it as two mitzvahs. Achodesh Avachem is Kiddush Achodesh, and Chiyichach Maschem is the mitzvah of Ibra Hashanah. Because you have to make Chishuv Tkufas in order to know that Pesach should fall out with Tkufas Aviv, and Sukkah should fall out in the fall time. So the Baha didn't mean to say Chishuv Tkufas just to know astronomy. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you should master astronomy, that it should lead up to Ibra Hashanah. So the Bahag just took the mitzvah that the Rambam counts as one mitzvah, he split it into two mitzvahs, Kiddush Achodesh and Ibra Hashanah, are two parts. The Gemara says that these mitzvahs, Kiddush Achodesh and Ibra Hashanah, have to be done in Eretz Yisrael. Can't be done in Chutz L'Oretz. Unless you have in the days of Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva had to go to Chutz L'Oretz, and he was the Godel Adola in Yech Kamosa Beretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, and the Brachas, he was allowed to do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah b'Chutz L'Oretz. How did he know that he had a right to do it? Because Baruch Ben Neriya went into Golas Bavel with Yirmiyahu Novi in the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. So Eretz Yisrael was emptied out, everybody went to Golas, and the greatest Gedolei Hador were in Bavel. So the Yerushalmi says that Baruch Ben Neriya and Yirmiyahu Novi, they did Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah b'Chutz L'Oretz. So Rebbe Akiva did the same. If Lehinich Kamos HaBeretz of the Gedoli Hador HaRuchutz Loretz, so they can do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah B'chutz Loretz. What kind of a din is this? The Gemara knows that from Psukim, Kiddush HaChodesh Ibra Hashanah has to be done the Afghan Eretz. So what kind of a din is that? So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvah says the Kuf Nun Gimel. There's a long Ramban there, very long Ramban. So the Rambam there explains why. Because only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered Klal Yisrael, and this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is not done by a bezin, smooth. It has to be done by Klal Yisrael. The bezin does it as representing Klal Yisrael. So the tzira for Klal Yisrael, the ikat tzira of Klal Yisrael is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. How does the Rambam know that that's so? So the Avnei Nezer has in Hilchus, the Avnei Nezer has two chalokim on Aruch Chaim. So the beginning of the second chelek starts with Hilchus for Shchodesh. So in the first two tshuvas in the second chelek, he discusses the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos in Bchoros and Daf Chavtes. The Mishnah there in Bchoros Daf Chavtes is talking about smicha, when you give ordination, smicha, to men. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael, Tzagimara. And he gives you the reason why. Why can it only be done in Eretz Yisrael? So he said, because there's a Gemara in the first parak in Hurrius, that there's an institution at Par Halam Davashal Tzibur in Parshas Vayikra. If the Bez Nagadol made a mistake in Psak, that you're allowed to turn on the lights on Shabbos, if the chief rabbi says Mutas, Mutas, everybody's turning on the lights on Shabbos, and then they back out and they say we made a mistake. And it turns out that the Rav HaTzibur was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig because of the mistake in Psak of the Bez Nagadol. So then the Torah says Bez Nagadol has to bring a Par Halam Davashal Tzibur. So how do you calculate whether 51% of the people did Chilul Shabbos or not? Take a poll, all the Jews all over the world. So the Gemara says only, B'hoiruah halocha acharob Yoshua Yeretz Yisrael. You only count those who live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk to substantiate that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, everybody showed up, Kohol Gadol, from the northernmost point to the southernmost point of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara derived, that's a pasuk in Sefer Melachim. So you see from that pasuk, it's only called Kohol, the tzirif of the Klal Yisrael, is only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rama writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Chorez Dav Chavtes, that just like when you get the tzirif of Parhalam Davashal Tzibur, to establish whether the Roiv had Tzibur was Mechal Shabbos, or Roiv Tzibur, Echel of Adam, or whatever. It goes by the Roiv Yoshei Eretz Yisrael, the same is true regarding Smicha. Smicha can only be conferred, real Smicha. What we have is imitation Smicha. In the Lublina Yeshiva, Reb Meir Shapira founded the Lublina Yeshiva, so he was the first one. He made a Chagah Smicha. So they call it now, they call it, why you didn't begin it? It began with Reb Meir Shapira. And he wrote it in all the Yiddish newspapers, they were making a Chagah Smicha. So the Smicha, real Smicha, can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam explains why. Smicha is not a private affair, that a person himself has Smicha, from someone else has Smicha, Yish Min Pisha, Moshe Abeinu, can continue the Masorah of the Smicha, the Shalshel Sakabola. The one who has smicha gives smicha as representing all of Klal Yisrael. So the tzirif of Klal Yisrael is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah. So the Avnei Nezer puts that together with this Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel. The Rambam writes Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. That's of a very Shigimara. Less Lahinich Kmosa of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva and Baruch Ben Neiria. The Gedol Yado. So the Gedol Yado represent Klal Yisrael even if they happen to be in Chutzal Lawrence. So why do you have to have Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah have to be done in Eretz Yisrael? So the Avnei Nezer says the reason why is because Klal Yisrael has to do the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Bezdin who do the Kiddush HaChodesh are considered as if they're representing Klal Yisrael. If you have a Din Torah and the Bezdin Paskin that I owe you money, the Bezdin Paskin I'm Chayv Malkus Amisa, they're not representing Klal Yisrael. The Bezdin is a Bezdin. The Bezdin Paskin Shav, they don't represent. But Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah, they represent Klal Yisrael, the Haraya. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out for Haraya, there's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin that says you can only be Mekadosh the Chodesh and Ma'abed the Shana if the Tzibur goes along. Just like there's a din, you can only make a Gzera and goes from Gzera la Tzibur and Kain Rebbe Tzibur Cholim Lamed Boy. If the Rebbe Tzibur doesn't accept it, then the Gzera the Rabbanan is not Chal. So the Tosefta says the same is true by Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar Shana. Ma pitom? They're making Rosh Chodesh. The answer is they don't have the right to make on their own. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem, B'Kadosh Yisrael V'Rosh HaChadoshim. B'Kadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Why? Because Yisrael Hu Nebikadosh L'Rosh HaChadoshim. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you should really say, B'Kadosh HaBezdin V'Hazmanim. B'Kadosh HaBezdin V'Rosh HaChadoshim. The answer is, Bezdin isn't B'Kadosh Rosh HaChadoshim and Moyadim HaTorah is Bezdin. B'Kadosh HaChadoshim and Ma'ab HaShanim and so on as representatives of Klal Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there are two parshas in the Chumash for Bez Nagoro. One parsha is Bahaloischa, Esfelisha Vimisha, Sheidait, the game, Sikne Hom, Vishaitra. Bez Nagoro represents Klal Yisrael, like Congress, represents the population. Then there's another parsha, Kipalimucha Dabal Mishba, Vakamtavi Alisa, you go ask the Bez Nagoro. They don't represent Klal Yisrael, they pass him whatever the dinim are. So which dinim of Bez Nagoro depend on Bez Nagoro representing Klal Yisrael? So they should get a few things. Kibush Rabbim and the Rambam. Kibush Rabbim is needed to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. So the Kibush Rabbim means he did it al pi Bezin. If the Melech is Kibush Chutz Loretz with the authorization of Bezin, that's considered al pi Das Rabbi Yisrael. And Kiddush HaChodesh and Eid Bezin as representing Klal Yisrael. So there are certain mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Agricultural mitzvahs only pan out, so the mitzvah please bars, but there are certain mitzvahs that are not agricultural mitzvahs. Smicha is not miyuchad for the farmers. Why is smicha only in Eretz Yisrael? It's not an agricultural mitzvah. Smicha and Egla Rufa and Kiddush HaChodesh, Paralam Davashal Tzibur. Why is it that only applies in Eretz Yisrael? Because these are in Yonim, they have to do with the Tzibur. All the Jews who live in Chutz Lord, the Gemara says, Aki Yechidim Dov. They're considered part of the Tzibur. Gemara says the end of the first parak in Tainus that you only say the same talamot and baruch aleinu when the tzibur needs rain. When yechidim need rain, they say in shmak aleinu. They don't say in baruch aleinu. So the Gemara says, what if you have an ir gedolah look in Nineveh, and the whole city in Nineveh needs? You have tens of thousands of Jews living there, a big Jewish population, and they need rain in the middle of the summertime. Does it make sense they should say same talamot? The Gemara says no. All the Jews on Chutz Lord are considered ki yechidim domo. Only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are considered a tzibur. So that's a shayla. How come we say Saint Talamotar in Bavel, different time from Eretz Yisrael? So you have to say that they thought that, like Leinich Kamos of Eretz Yisrael, apparently they felt that the Gedoli Hador lived in Bavel. So today also the Gedoli Hador lived in Chutz Loretz. Got to work on that. Okay, got to work on that. That's the Minchas Chinuch puts that Gemara in the end of the first parak in Tainus. That you only say the Saint Talamotar when the tzibur needs, and all the Jews in Chutz Loretz are kechidim dama, he puts that together with all of these din. It's only called the tzibur, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Jews who live in Chutz Loretz are considered kechidim. Yeah, at the end of the parsha, you have Kadesh Vayakiv Yacha, two out of the Dalad parshas that we have in the Tfilin. Because the mitzvah Tfilin is written in four places, Kadesh Vayakiv Yach, Shema Vayoyim Shemoya. In the parsha, we read that there's a mitzvah, you got to tell the Bincham. There's a mitzvah, Sifet Yes Mitzrayim. How do we know that our religion is a true religion? So the Kuzari writes, we have a historical tradition from our parents and our grandparents. And we know, Abaseinu lo shikralonu. Our parents and our grandparents didn't tell us Baba Mises. They told us things that are true. So they told us that there was Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was witnessed by a few million people. There were Shishim Ribo men between the age of 20 and 60. Then there were women, then there were children, then there was Canaan, then there was Era Rav Ali Itam, several million people. And this big Kol Godel, they all witnessed all the Esamakas that took place Yud Beis Chodesh. They all witnessed Maimon HaSinai. And that's how our religion is established. We know that all of the stories in the Chumash are true, because they were all witnessed by all these people. The Christians claim that Yoshka had a group of students, they had a few disciples, they saw him walk on the water, they saw him fly, they saw him come back from the dead, they have a few people tell over the stories. All the stories in the Chumash were witnessed by several million people. That's why we assume that our historical tradition is stronger than theirs. Now you have people, they say Avraham Avinu never existed, Yitzchak never existed, just a concept, Tzias Mitzrayim never happened, Maimon HaSinai never happened, so it's not a religion. It's not a religion, it's all Baba Mises. Everything is Baba Mises. That's outright Apikursus. But that we believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we believe in Maimon HaSinai, we believe. It's not an imam, it's not an amuna. We have a historical tradition that these are things that actually happened. They were witnessed by millions of people. The Kuzari has a famous interpretation. Shuvi shuvi ha-shalam, shuvi shuvi v'nechzabach, yom esoilam tel b'nei Yisrael. Why don't you follow our religion? We also have a tradition, historical tradition. So the Jewish people answer, Matechsu bashulamis, ke mecholos ha-machanoyim. If you show me machne shchina mul machne Yisrael, if you give me historical tradition that millions of people saw, Maimon HaSinai, so I'll go for your religion. Our religion was witnessed by millions of people. So that's how we know the authenticity, the truth of our religion, because Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Esa Makas were witnessed. So that's why there's a mitzvah, Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah, V'odayta levnecha levnevenecha yom shemarte ofnei shem alakecha b'choyrev. Ramban HaChumash learns it's a mitzvah, just like there's a mitzvah, V'igarta levincha on Pesach night, to tell over the story of Tzias Mitzrayim. So there's a mitzvah, V'odayta levnecha, to tell over the story of Maimon HaSinai. So we fulfill this mitzvah a few times a year. We learn Parshas Yisro, about Maimon HaSinai, then we learn Parshas Vayeschanan, and then the main thing on Shavuos, we learn about Maimon HaSinai. So you say three times a year. The reason why there's a special mitzvah to tell over, Yigadot Levincha, Yidaitim Levanecha, Maimon HaSinai, because these two historical incidents were witnessed by millions of people, and that's the whole basis of our religion, these historical traditions. The Shuvos Chasam Sofer, in the end of Chelek Aruch Chaim, deals with the following kasha. The pasuk says that the reason why we should wear tefillin, the ha'ilachal le'osal yotchal zikarim ben nechal mantiyot ha'Hashem eficha kibyar chazaka otiach Hashem in Mitzrayim zeichel itzias Mitzrayim. We should wear the tefillin zeichel itzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says that women are mechuyev in Arbekosis, in Haseba, in Mikra Megillah, and it had locus nerus chani because afin hoy biosanes. So the Esther Chasam Sofer, why aren't women obligated in tefillin? Afin hoy biosanes, they also participated in Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'antiyos Hashem meficha, kibyad chazok, yitzias Hashem Mitzrayim. So Tosis asks such a similar question. Why do you have to say that women are mechuyev in matzah because matzah is hukish to chametz? Because she'esh them above tochel chametz, yesh them bikum mechal matzah. Why don't you say that women are mechuyev in matzah because afen ha'ab yosan es, matzah zech l'tzias Mitzrayim. So Tosis has one suggestion. Afen ha'ab yosan es only applies to mitzvahs derabban. Doesn't apply to any mitzvahs derais. So we're going to that opinion of Tosis. So the kasha doesn't get off the ground. Tefillin is a mitzvah derais, so we're not going to obligate women because afen ha'ab yosan es. But the other opinion, some Soviet quotes, but the other opinion of Tosis was that's not so. Afen Rabbi Asanes will only make a chiyuv derabban, but it applies even to mitzvahs deraisa. So why not? So the Gemara wanted to establish that women are mechuyev in matzah min haTorah. If they would have said Afen Rabbi Asanes, the women would have only been mechuyev in derabban to eat matzah. Now they say kol sheyesh them bebal teruch chametz yesh them bikum mechal matzah, so it makes it into a chiyuv deraisa on the women. So if Afen Rabbi Asanes even applies to mitzvahs deraisa, why shouldn't it apply to tefillin? Women should be mechuyev to wear tefillin with the rabbanon, because afen ha'ab yosan es. So the Chasam Sofer gives an answer, and Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over in the name of his father. He didn't say it on the kasha of tefillin, he said it on Tosfos kasha from matzah. So the Chasam Sofer distinguishes between, he doesn't use these lashon, this is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's lashon. That's what the Chasam Sofer is driving at. It's the difference between zechel ha'nes and pirsumi nisa. Zechel ha'nes, you don't say afen ha'ab yosan es. But these four mitzvahs are b'koisis and haseba and hadlokas neres chanukah and mikra megillah are pisumini. So the purpose of the mitzvah is lafarsemus ha'nes, to make a kiddush Hashem. So by pisumini, so then you mechayev women because afen ha'ab yosan es. But when you eat matzah, there is no pisumini. There's zechel ha'nes. When you wear tefillin, there's no pisumini. When you look at a person wearing tefillin, the first thing that comes to mind right away is the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When you do haseba, you're doing something unusual. You drink abacosis, you're drinking a toast, and you're telling the whole Haggadah. So that's, you're being mefarsem then as Mikra Megillah, telling a whole story. Adlokas Neres Chanukah also, Rav Soloveitchik thought, based on the Masechah Sofrim, that the reciting of Haneres Halolu could be Mi'akeh B'Dieved. If you just do the Adlokas Haneres, you know, Haneres Halolu could be an Ad Yotzei. Because you want to accomplish pisumi nisus, you just light. But even if you hold not like that, even if you hold the haneres halol is not miyake, but the hadlok itself is accomplishes a pisumi nisus. So that's basically what the Chasam Sofer answers. So Moshe Soloveitchik added on this, the Chasam Sofer doesn't have at all. He added on in a similar dover to know whether any particular mitzvah is pisumi nisus, zechel ha'nes, you say the bracha shos ha'nisim. You only say shos ha'nisim in connection with Mikra Megillah, Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, and Haseba, and Arba Kosis, we ought to have said Shos HaNisim, and the Rishonim in their commentaries on the Haggadah is right when they say Sheh Gyalon, because I was saying in Mitzrayim, that substitutes for the Brachim Shos HaNisim, because you're alluding to the Nisim. So in effect, it's considered this if he said Shos HaNisim on Pesach night also. It's not really needed so much. The Shos HaNisim is not really needed so much for the Matzah and for the Korban Pesach, but for the Haseba and Arba Kosis, that's for the sake of Pirsumi Nisim. So that was the Chasam Sofer's answer. That women are not, you're not going to be mechayev women and tefillin to say Afen Ha'ab Yosan Es, because that's only Zechel Anes. It's not Pirsumi Nisim. That's the Shaila. What about Haseba? So we assume that Haseba is... Seba is Pesumi Nisa. Seba is Pesumi Nisa. That Bismanazeh, a Seba is so uncomfortable. So is there a Pesumi Nisa in having a Seba? So some say that Bismanazeh, a Seba is only there. Some, the Rav Yosef says you don't need a Seba at all. So it's in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rav Yosef, the opinion, Bismanazeh, the Seba doesn't make any sense. So others say no, it's not so much Pistumi Nisa Bismanazeh. They say it's only Zechel Anes today. Because the Midrashim say at the beginning of Parashat B'Shalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Bnei Yisrael out by Yasev Elokim Esom Derech Hamid by Yamsuf. So Posh Pshat by Yasev Esibam, we took them at a roundabout route by Yasev. But the Midrash interprets an additional 11th by Yasev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled them to eat the Haseba. Kozman, that they were slaves in Egypt, they didn't have the luxury to eat Be'aseba. Hayasev Elokim. There's a question, is it historically true that in the days of Mitzrayim they used to eat Hayasev, and maybe it's only a practice that began later in the days of the Romans when the Tanoim instituted it. But that's how the Medrash writes. Vayasev Elokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu had B'nai Yisrael eat Hayasev. So then you can say we don't follow the Rav Yoh who says you don't need Hayasev at all, but it could be that the Hayasev today is only with Torah Zechel in that. So then it should come out that women would be butter from Hayasev. So that explains why the women don't eat the Hayasev.
Does that mean at the time of the Yom Suf,
when they were freed, Vayasav Elokim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed them, so he enabled them to eat Be'er Seba.
Maybe it means in the future, when they got there, it's Israel, when they built their house, whatever. But not right then, that day.
Maybe. I don't know. But so that's what some suggest. The Ramah says that Mikra didn't win Manam Bukhi Be'er Seba, but the men will rely on the Rav Yoh. What do you mean? The Rav Yoh was a woman. Well, why did the women rely on the Rav Yoh? The men should also rely on the Rav Yoh. What's different to the men and the women? So that's what some suggest, that we all follow the Rav Yoh. So Mikra Din, you're not Mukhi Ben Hasebe Mitam, Pirsumi Nisa, it's only because Zechel HaNesa. If it's only Zechel HaNesa, then the women are not Mukhiyev, as the Chassam Sefer explained. Yeah?
Why is Sukkah Zechel HaNesa, not Pirsumi
Nisa? I don't know. Good question. Why isn't Sukkah? Is he demonstrating something? I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, the Gemara says that the reason why women are potter from tefillin is because women are potter from Talmud Torah. So therefore, they're potter from tefillin. That's the Gemara has like that. Yeah. This pasuk, a famous pasuk, v'shamata sochukas dos lomaya dami yamim yamima. So the Gemara in the last parak in Erevin, in the middle of Menachos, the Gemara has a big machlekes hatanaim. Which chukah? V'shamata sochukas dos. Which chukah? You talk about chukas haPesach. They bring the Korban Pesach annually. Miyamim Yamima means annually. Or v'chukas haTfilin, and Miyamim Yamima means daily. You should wear the tefillin daily. That's a big machlekes hatanaim, whether v'chukas haPesach or v'chukas haTfilin. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, if it's chukas haTfilin, then you learn that Miyamim Yamima Yamim v'lo Leilos, that Laila loves man tefillin in haTorah, and Miyamim v'lo Kol Yamim, to the exclusion of Shabbos and Yom. So you'd say Laila loves Mantfilin, and Shabbos of Yom Tov is also loves Mantfilin. But if you all b'chukas haPesach hakosam medaber, Yamim Yamima means annually, Teishav Hanari Itana Yamim O Asor. When Eliezer Eved Avram clinched the Shidduch with Lavan Harami, that his sister Rivka was going to marry Yitzchak, so they said Teishav Hanari Itana Yamim O Asor. Let her wait a year, or 10 months. So you see in biblically, but the word yamim can mean a year. So that's what one Tana says, Shamata, Sukhukas, Bukhukas, HaPesach, the yamim yamima annually. So that's the big machlekas, the Rambam Paskin, that Laila loves man tefillin in HaTorah. That you're not allowed to wear tefillin, but Laila is a din derais. Most of the Rishonim Paskin, that Bukhukas, HaPesach, HaKas, Medabim, yamim yamima means annually. And the fact that Laila loves Mantvilan is only a Gzeirah de Rabban and Shema Yishem Bahem, Shema Yafiach Bahem. We're afraid that people normally go to sleep at night. I'm not talking about dormitories. Normal people who work for a living go to sleep at night. So if you're going to go to sleep at night, you may fall asleep with the Tvilan B'Shema Yafiach Bahem. And that's a violation of Shmiras HaTvilan. So that's a big machlekes, whether Laila loves Mantvilan and Atar Mid de Rabban. What's a nafkamina? Whether Laila loves Mantfilim and a terminal bonus. So the nafkamina is what if a person already slept all he's going to sleep and he woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, he has to go to work. And 5 o'clock is before Los HaShachar. So can he fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin then? So going to the Ramam, it's a din deraisa. You're not allowed to wear tefillin by Laila. Vishamarta is an iser. Yishamah pen v'yala is an iser. So it's an iser to wear tefillin by Laila. According to Rov HaRishonim, the whole din you don't wear tefillin by Laila is only Shem Yishim by him. So if he already went to sleep and he woke up, that's it. He has to go to work now. So then we would allow him to put on the tefillin. So the chatchila with machmer that if you put on tefillin before Mishayakir's chaver, Berichu Gdal Ramas, you don't say a broche. And then when it becomes Mishayakir, 40 minutes or so before New York, 40 minutes before sunrise, then you mashmish with tefillin and then you say the broche. But Moshe, as a tshuva, he lived under the communists. So they had to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, go to work. And this, they didn't know it's going to collapse in 90 years. They didn't know how long it's gonna last. So Moshe has a tshuva. So he writes, "What I'm going to tell the Balabatim, they should wear tefillin beside a bracha. Whenever you tell people to do a mitzvah without a bracha, they're just going to stop doing the mitzvah." So he said he had no choice. He paskin. They should wear the tefillin with a bracha. He said Mikra Adim, we don't paskin like the Rambam. So usually Shonim Kitikunam. So Yechoshish for the Rambam. So you never say a bracha if you're putting on, even after you woke up in the morning. You don't say bracha balayla, we say v'choshish for the Rambam. Laila loves man tefillin. But if it's such a big shas atchak, going to tell the people for years and years they should just wear tefillin, believe bracha. They weren't able to wear tefillin by him. So he passed, can you wear tefillin with that bracha?
I mean, besides the shas atchak, isn't it a loophole? Why would we say that the gezeira doesn't apply, that now you can say that you need tefillin?
I think the Rishonim say like that. That if you already went to sleep and you woke up, then you don't say laila loves man tefillin. Laila loves man tefillin, Rabban, is only before you go to sleep.
Against a mitzvah, so then it's automatically not
lufu
apply here.
Could be, okay, could be. But I think the Rishonim say like that. Yeah, the Haftarah ends off. Haftarah is from Yirmiyah, so the Haftarah ends off. Al Tirav the Yaakov Num Hashem Ki Itcha Ani. Kabbalah Shalom says he is with us. I will wipe out nations in all the umas olam, in the countries where I sent the Jewish people into Golus. The Jewish people never be wiped out. I will punish the Jews for the averus that they do. However, I'm not going to wipe them out. The Jewish people have avtocha, we will never be wiped out. That's Gemiri, the Gemara said, called the shift to me, so the Gemara says we have a tradition, Gemiri, even a Shevet will not be wiped out. Not only Klal Yisrael won't be wiped out, because Shevet Decher Ikri Kol. So the Baruch Shalom gave us a Haftoch. And that's what the Rambam adds on in his Mitzvah Sesu Kufnan Gimel, when he talks about the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibra Hashanah and the Kviyas HaLuach. So he writes, he can only do it in Eretz Yisrael, because only the Jews who live in Eretz are considered Klal Yisrael. And then we have the Hebrew translation from the Arabic. So it says, and if Chas v'Chalila, one can imagine in his mind that there wouldn't be any Jews living in Eretz, there'd be a disaster, and there would be millions of Jews living all over the world, no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, Chas v'Chalila. So then the Rambam says, then it means that Ribbono Shel Olam didn't observe his promise that Klal Yisrael will never be wiped out. Because the Jews who live in Chutz L'Eretz are Yechidim. He didn't just promise there will be survivors. After the war, there were millions of survivors, Jewish survivors. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael will always exist. So there's always going to be a minion of 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Rambam writes. The Ramban argues with the Rambam there. He has a lot of points. We disagree. So he has a Gemara in Shabbos. He claims that the Gemara in Shabbos sounds like that there were 53 years there were absolutely no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael at all after the Churban Bayis Rishon. And the Rambam thinks that that's an exaggeration, that's just an agadah. That the Ribbono Shel Olam promised, V'nake lo yanakeka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, Klal Yisrael will never be wiped out. V'itcha lo yaseh kolam. Ki yaseh kolam b'chol gam she tachtir hoshama. V'itcha lo yaseh kolam. Klal Yisrael is never wiped out. Even Gemiri de lo kolo shifto. Kad shevet echad ikri kohol. Also, we assume that somehow the part of them are around. Maybe all of them won't come back, but we assume in the Klal Yisrael that we have, some of us are from the Aseres HaShvatim also. They won't be totally lost here. Shevet Echa Ikri Kohol is not just a melitza, it's a din in the first perek in Hoirius. Every Shevet had its own Bez Nagadol. That's Mishnais in the first perek in Hoirius. So what if the Hoira Bezna Shal HaShevet, Bezna of the Shevet, Paskan, you're allowed to turn on the lights, and the Rav of the members of that Shevet who live in Eretz Yisrael violated the din based on the mistake and psak of their Bez Nagadol. So the din is that they bring a parol on Dovah Shatzibah because Shevet is a machlag zatanoim. And we paskan they bring because Shevet Echadik we call. Every Shevet al pidin is considered kohol. So that's the Rav it writes in his beer on the Torah Skahan, and that's why we have a tradition. Gemira de lor kol shifta mi Yisrael. Perik Yesh Nechlan, the Gemara gives dinim. A guy dies, he has no children, he has a father. The father gets the Yerusha, he has no father, so the brothers. The brothers die, so their children get no children, no brothers, the sisters get. Then it goes back to the third cousin, Then the Gemara, why don't you give a mashal the whole shade that the Reuven died out? Gemara said, that's impossible. Gemara, you have a tradition, it's never going to happen. An entire Shevet should die out is impossible, because the Rabbi writes in the Bir on Torah's Kalim, because Shevet Dechad Ikrikol. So the Haftocha that Klal Yisrael will not be wiped out applies to each Shevet individually.